is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. After a brief standoff, Colombia has agreed to accept deportation flights from the U.S. President Trump had threatened 25% tariffs against Colombia after it restricted military flights from landing. CBS's Lilia Luciano has the latest.
Not only did the White House press secretary put a statement explaining that the president of Colombia agreed to everything, but the president of Colombia himself reposted announcing the agreement with all of the language coming from the White House. So it seems like things have de-escalated successfully and the tariffs are now on hold.
Both Egypt and Jordan are rejecting a suggestion by President Trump to open their doors to more Palestinian refugees. Trump floated the idea of, quote, cleaning out the Gaza Strip while talking to reporters on Air Force One. Stephen Zunis is the director of Middle East Studies at the University of San Francisco.
The fact that he would even suggest this ethnic cleansing, which has gotten pushback not just from the countries that he expected to receive the refugees, but from many of our closest allies as well, I think is indicative that he's really not that concerned about human rights and international law.
Trump said he'd rather build housing in a different location so displaced Gazans can live in peace for a change. Democrats want to formalize their objection to Trump's pardon of January 6th attackers. CBS's Scott McFarland on the move.
This will be a formal resolution denouncing the pardons of violent rioters from January 6th by President Trump. It'll be led by Washington State Senior Democratic Senator Patty Murray and dozens of other members of the Senate Democratic Caucus. It seems certain there'll be Republican opposition, but it is a messaging bill for Democrats to draw that contrast.
The Eagles-Commanders game was not even close.
There it is. Fly, Eagles, fly to Super Bowl 59.
The call on Fox Sports. Philadelphia beat Washington 55-23. They'll face Kansas City in the Super Bowl after the Chiefs' nail-biter against the Bills.
It's crazy. Just the up and down, up and down. It's like every game this year, but it doesn't matter because on at the end of the year, Chiefs on top.
They won 32-29, the Super Bowl in New Orleans in 2 weeks. NBC's Saturday Night Live is facing some backlash over a skit involving Timothy Chalamet.
Jumping jacks! Jumping jacks! Just your arms! Just your arms! And 5, 4, 3, Jimmy Carter! Jimmy Carter!
The actor portraying an exercise instructor tells his class to play dead, saying, "Do the Jimmy Carter." The former president died less than a month ago at the age of 100. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here at Boot Barn, our objective is to build the perfect boot. We do take our time ensuring that every step is done correctly. For a boot to last you for a lifetime, you've got to properly build the boots. Hand craftsmanship is, in my opinion, the only way you're going to achieve that. We handcraft our boots. 160 people take a boot from start to finish. We have skilled artisans at every stage of the game. We've been handcrafting boots since the beginning here at Boot Barn, and we'll continue to do so.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
Not even a week into his second term, President Trump has already signed more than 30 executive orders. Those signatures add to the vast collection of presidential autographs. And as our Barry Peterson discovered, not all are created equal.
Nathan Rabb of the Rabb Collection knows the value of presidential signatures.
Rank for me the American presidents, the most expensive and then down.
Yeah, so I would say the most expensive, the most actively looked for, most desirable, would be George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt.
The men you can see on Mount Rushmore, but you can't hold Mount Rushmore in your hands.
What is the attraction, Nathan, of holding something that's got a president's signature on it?
Well, you're touching a piece of history, and it's the only way that we have to directly connect with someone who we may admire. It's something that we know that they touched because they signed it.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Continued breezy tonight, a low around 20 degrees under clear skies. A few sprinkles possible Monday, quite windy. Winds gusting 25 to 35 and maybe even 45 miles per hour at times. High temperature, 45 degrees. A few sprinkles or flurries Monday night. It's 21 right now.
Radio Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
Georgia. going back to find.
Going back to find.
Oh, simpler place.
My get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Walls, a fortress deep and mighty that none may penetrate. I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. Love. Well, I've heard the word before. It's sleeping in my memory. I won't disturb the slumber of feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bow and knife. Took away our native tongue. And taught their English to our young. Made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. dropped us on this reservation. Though I wear a shirt and tie, I'm still part red man deep inside. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die. But maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. If it'll keep you News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Another weekend. ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful, everybody sang another Saturday night, and I
single word, but you know you'll break my heart when I want you close that door, cause I know I won't see you anymore. Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. Don't pour your love out on me, honey. Take my heart, my soul, my money, but don't leave me been good to you. What about that brand new ring? Doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't throw your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down right 400 years. I want to do. I've got love enough for two, but I'll
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The Super Bowl showdown is set. The Chiefs could make history when they face off against the Eagles next month. It is Kansas City's third trip in a row to the big game.
The Chiefs knocked off the Bills in the AFC title game 32-29 to advance to yet another Super Bowl. Their opponent, the Philadelphia Eagles, who blew out the Washington Commanders in the NFC title game 55.